This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And Robbie, have you ever done any marching in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade?
I have. I've done it twice, but I've only ever done it in a mascot suit. So I feel like I've never really had the true experience.
So you've never actually, you probably couldn't even see in that, could
look,
you?
Look, I was exhausted. It was hot and I was looking out of these tiny little pinholes.
Oh, look, it's a hard life. Well, joining us now in the studio, it is a hard life, but joining us now in the studio is Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Dean. Hello, Robbie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, a pleasure, because you're a part of the Melbourne Marching Girls.
Yes,
now,
exactly.
Next year in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade, by the way, everybody, applications to march in the parade close tomorrow.
Correct.
Application closed tomorrow. So if you want to march in the parade, jump onto the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras website and apply. But you and the Marching Girls are going to be marching in the parade, and it's going to be your 20th year since you started.
Can you believe that? 20 years next year since a friend of mine, Robin, said, you know, over dinner one night, would anyone like to get a group together and go in the Mardi Gras parade?
Wow.
And I was there, and my partner Jules was there, and we said, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Exactly, let's do it. And so it started from there. It started really through a bunch of mates getting together and saying, let's do this.
But the Melbourne Marching Girls are so much more than that kind mm-hmm. of through marching, aren't they? It's not just going, let's just be some friends having a bit of
yes.
a fun time.
Correct. We have fun with meaning. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point. You know, Mardi Gras is a platform to say what's important to us. And that's one of their theme for this year is what matters to us. So we've chosen a great track by Chloe Kahansky. We haven't come this far to only go this far, meaning there is more work to do in our community. We want to be there and, you know, shake our booty down the street and have fun and express ourselves, but because we've got that sort of purpose as well, there is meaning.
I love that the Melbourne Marching Girls just started from a conversation over dinner.
Yeah.
So many amazing things in our communities start that way, don't they? It's just someone going, I've got an idea and let's do it. And you've been marching in the parade and had big groups of people. And I love that it's coming together looking fabulous, marching along, but with a sense of advocacy as well.
Yes, exactly. And look, and those friends that helped to give it meaning and give it style and professionalism were people like Penny McDonald, who ran Pride March for years. Penny came to do our technical aspects of the float with Liz Payne.
Wow.
And Mary Gurry, our costume maker, is a professional costume maker, runs a shop out in Brunswick. So we're lucky that we've got all these professional volunteers that come and make us look as brilliant as we can on the street. With Robin, our choreographer who does all the steps, and she's amazing. So you know, and this year we want to pay tribute to Ann Lister. We're inspired by what an extraordinary woman she was back in 1832, and I think more people know about her now because of the show Gentleman Jack, which I've personally watched about 10 times through. So we want to, you know, we want to tell our story about what it takes to live a life courageously and uncompromisingly, as she did back in 1832. And so we honour her, and she wore a top hat and she carried a cane. So we are going to be wearing top hats and carrying a cane.
Oh,
the cane will be our baton. And there'll be times when we raise it high above our heads and with a bit of strength and a bit of defiance, I would say, as we, you know, dance on down the road.
It sounds like so much work has already gone into it, and Mardi Gras isn't even here. It's still 2019, but you're already putting Robbie in a suit just to shame with the description that you've done.
Yes.
Robbie just marching down the parade route in his bull outfit.
the picture here that you guys are going to be dressed as looks far more less restrictive and far more fabulous
yes.
than what I had to wear. One of the things that I think is really great about this, now I know a lot of people are involved, but there is still the opportunity yeah. to join you guys.
Yes.
Is that there's also a system of sort of rehearsals. Now, I've been involved in Mardi Gras rehearsals, and I can tell you they're so much fun. Like, it's like,
oh, I thought you were going to say so much choreography. That's just Tequila Girl.
No. I'm sure it'll be easy to pick up, but it's a lot of fun sort of getting together in the lead up, isn't it?
Look, it is. There are a lot of women who say, you know, they've never done anything like this before and they have two left feet, and that's fine. We all have, there's a lot of us that have two left feet. It really doesn't matter. It matters that we all get together and we train together. We train with a professional. We end up actually looking really good as we perform. But yeah, we train in a car park, you know, in Carlton. So we've got space and we can make noise. You need to find a place where you can make a lot of noise and march around. And look, marching girls have fallen in love, you know, really. It has become a way that women can meet other women. We've even had two marching girls have a baby.
Oh, wow.
And that child, when 13, marched with us 2 years ago in 2018.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, so all of life is there, you know. It's beautiful.
It's so fantastic. And, I mean, I think one of the things I just love is you've still got spots available for people to be able to march with you in next year's parade, aren't you?
Please join
There's
us.
There's six spots still available. But I just think it's really great that you kind of come together, and it's the Melbourne Marching Girls and it's every Mardi Gras and you march. But you guys have done other things throughout the year
haven't you? Well, look, we've been in lots of different parades. Of course, Pride March has always been a much loved other you know, street to march down. But we've done the Fringe Street Parade. We've done the Darabin Street Parade. We started Hot August Night, our big fundraiser, because a float can cost between $2,000 to $6,000. So we figured out we better learn about fundraising.
Yeah.
So Hot August Night was a showcase for lots of creative women in the community to come and perform. And it actually hasn't run for a while. This next Mardi Gras, we think we can cover our budget and we'll be fine. But if we do have greater ambitions, we might bring back Hot August Night and put on a big showcase of the amazing talent in our community.
It's just really wonderful. I just think it's so fabulous and so great. Are there plans to have a practice run in Pride March next year?
We'd love to be in Pride March. Liz, hello, Liz, our admin specialist.
Hi, Liz.
She would love to be in Pride March. I think she'll take it on as her baby.
It'll be a good warm-up.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, just to iron out all the kinks until Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's gosh, right. If the weather's anything like it's been the last couple of years, it'll be a real warm-up.
Yes.
Been a cooker at Pride March.
That's right. Poor old Pride March. But no, you've still got to be there
exactly.
Out on the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, look, we've had a bit of a resurgence of interest. I think we're a lot of us, the organisers, are getting older, but we really want to find younger women. We want to
the
find
next generation.
We do. We really want to find, you know, young women at uni. We want. Is anyone out there? Do you work in the queer office at Melbourne or RMIT or wherever? Spread the word for us, and we're on Facebook. So at Melbourne Marching Girls. So let us know if you want to come.
Yeah. We've got the Facebook link up on our social media already right now for Mad Wednesday. Just got a question because it is Melbourne Marching Girls and this just popped into my head. You may not be prepared for it. But what about people who are possibly female presenting but don't identify, they're non-binary or don't identify as a woman?
We are gender diverse. We're right into gender diversity. One of our marching girls has actually transitioned. And so an idea in my mind would be to have a special year where we make that statement about our community and even more inclusive than we already think we are. So we don't want to be the rule makers. We want to give people a platform to be creative, have fun, meet other people in the community. You know, we're not going to be too strict about how people identify. We just want to love everybody.
Isn't that great?
I love it. I think perfect, it's so wonderful. Yeah. So everyone, if you want to know any of the details or how, there are six spots left to be able to march with the Melbourne Marching Girls. And if you want to find out more, just jump onto the Mad Wednesday social media and you'll see the Facebook page link there. Or you can just jump, since you're on Facebook already, you can just go to Facebook and look up Melbourne Marching Girls. Really easy to find. Fabulous, fabulous page, fabulous group of women. Really exciting.
Can't wait
to see you all marching.
Right. Yes.
Joy will be at Mardi Gras in 2020. So very excited. We'll see
it's
you all
such,
marching
it,
and cheer
honestly,
you along.
It's such a buzz. It's such a fun thing to be a part of. You'll get a little kick of seeing yourself on the broadcast. And
yes.
Yeah, can't
we
recommend
love
it highly enough.
Oh,
if
it's
you've
great.
Never done
we love
that.
Being on telly and on radio. Exactly.
And I love your theme as well. We haven't come this far to only go
this
far.
That's right.
It's absolutely wonderful. So if you want to march with the Melbourne Marching Girls, do it. Check it out. Get in touch with them and find out how you can. Thank you for joining
us,
Vicky.
Thank you. Good on you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.